service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, you already know, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, rainy and wet. If you're traveling in, you know we remind you every single morning, but on mornings like these, you absolutely cannot be in a hurry. You got to give yourself enough time to get there safely. School buses are all over the place. Kids are standing out in the rain. School zones are flashing. Crossing guards are out. So please slow down. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And if we all stay engaged, if we all slow down just a little bit, see, all we have to do is everybody just do a little bit, and we'll all be just a little bit safer on the road, getting to school and getting to work. We hope that you're off to a great start this morning and an early start, as the weather and the traffic is probably going to slow things down. But switching gears, I want to get right on point this morning. I'm joined once again this morning by LaTanya Charles. You might remember her from last week, Real Women, Real Talk. Well, she's a licensed master social worker, also a new entrepreneur. But this morning we're talking about how we can be the difference makers in our kids' lives. What does that mean? Talking about the Boys and Girls Club. LaTanya, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people know what the Boys and Girls Club is, familiar with it. But really, what people may not know is that more than 4 million boys and girls are served every year through memberships and community outreach and more than 4,000 locations throughout the United States. And we don't cease to hear the amazing stories and the way that the Boys and Girls Club has really sown into children's lives across America.
Right.
And so we know that we've had a few challenges, a few setbacks with the Boys and Girls Club here, but we're trying to get back on track. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, I am a new board member, so I've been on the board for about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about six of us that are on the board.
This okay.
is a brand new board. And we're looking to open the Boys and Girls Club back up this year for after-school programs. We want to make this a great success in the community for the youth in our community because it's all about the children.
Absolutely. And so for those people that will say, well, you know what, everybody has had good intentions and it has never worked, how do we begin to redirect people's thinking? Because the Boys and Girls Club is tried and true. It's tested. It absolutely works.
Oh, it works, definitely. The thing about it is, we know that between 3 and 6 in the afternoon, that time is idle for children. You have some parents that are working, you have latchkey kids, and they need to have a place to go. We provide great services at the Boys and Girls Club. We have fresh new blood there. We're actually still looking for an executive director, someone that has experience with the Boys and Girls Club. And so with that, it's going to turn around. You know, we want people to be able to come in to volunteer, come and take a tour, come see what the Boys and Girls Club is all about. You know, with any nonprofit, there's going to be some bumps and bruises, but with hard work, dedication, I think it can turn around, definitely.
And so, LaTanya, talk about how and why you got involved.
I got involved through Lorenzo Davis of L&J Exterminating. He contacted me and said, hey, you know, we're working on this project for the summer. We have a camp going, and we really want to keep it going for the next couple of weeks. Can you and your husband come volunteer or make a donation? Well, I chose to make a donation. And so then he came back and said, hey, we're having a fundraiser. Are you interested? And I said, sure. So we made, you know, another donation. And then I thought about it and I said, hey, you know what? I want to go take a tour. I want to see what's going on. And I want to get more involved because it sounds like it's really picking up, it's growing, and I really want to help out. And so that's what I did. I went and I took a tour. I visited with Ison Harris. He's the interim executive director there now. And he was very transparent with me. He explained to me what had happened with the Boys and Girls Club previously. But all of that didn't matter to me because I saw fresh new blood there. Mm-hmm. And I saw that the children really enjoyed their time there. They really wanted to be there. And so I just got involved. And I said it would only be for a little while. And then next thing I knew, I was on the board. And, you know, it's been good. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club of America has stepped in to provide technical assistance. We've had Denzel Washington donate $5,000.
Wow.
And so people are getting on board and they're being very supportive. We have Outback that is sponsoring one of our fundraisers right now. Walmart has gotten involved. Several members of the community have gotten involved. Local organizations, Journey Rehab. So people are really, you know, not really paying attention to some of the past issues because they see that there's new blood, new people involved, and that really want to see this thing grow.
That's wonderful. And so speaking of the fundraiser, you guys have a really big fundraiser that's coming up. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, it is a golf tournament at Oakwing Golf Club.
Okay.
Now, I don't play golf, but I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do something.
You're going to do something.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's a three-person scramble, but you can also play single if you'd like. It's for the kids' golf tournament, September 27th. The registration opens up at 11 a.m., and the golf tournament starts at 1. And so we have two flights. There's a first place, a second place, and a third place.
Okay.
First place is $250. Second place is $150. And third place is $75. Now, the registration cost is $80 for the individual and $240 for the team.
Okay. And so for those people that want to get involved, how do they need to get registered?
Well, they can contact Mr. Ison Harris or, Ison Harris would be the main person to contact, and his number is 318-528-8715.
Okay, one more time.
318-528-8715.
And so, LaTanya, talk about how encouraged you all are, the group that's come together, that people like Outback and Walmart mm-hmm. and local businesses have gotten behind the Boys and Girls Club and this effort and said, you know what, we want to help to be the change.
Well, I think that they see that we have hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's enough to just talk about what you want to do, but you actually have to do something.
Absolutely.
You have to be the change in your community mm-hmm. because this is our community. Ison Harris is from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he drives in 3 days a week
wow.
to help support this Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that he does not have to do because, just to be honest with you, right now he's not getting paid to do this.
Wow.
You
and
know?
So let DC and I talk about this a lot. I really want you to make a plea to those people that are listening. Lots of people use the Boys and Girls Club to help to support their kids in after school. We mm-hmm. talked about that critical time. And we look at other sources, but how can we impress upon people that we all need to be the difference maker, not just in word,
right,
not just in deed, but monetarily for the kids that the Boys and Girls Club supports?
Well, if you really think about it, these children that we are looking after and need to care for mm-hmm. in the afternoons, these are going to be the young people that are going to be taking care of us in our old age.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be our doctors, our lawyers, our school teachers, and such. And so we need to impress upon them that they have a future, that we are going to help them be the most successful person that they can be
mm-hmm.
in this world. And so that's our job to do that.
Absolutely.
You know? Even if you don't have children of your own, you know, you can go out here and make a difference in someone else's child. And that's what is important.
Absolutely. And with you being a social worker, you get a chance to see a lot of different cases, mm-hmm. a lot of different kids. And if somebody doesn't step in, and I know that there has been wrangling, there have been challenges, but I guess this conversation, I hope in my heart, will impress upon people not to look at what has happened in the past,
right,
but to put that behind and move forward to a new day to get the Boys and Girls Club back to where it needs to be.
Exactly. I think it's just a great success. If we can get in here and really get this Boys and Girls Club, you know, up and running. We're located at the Charles Haywood Center that's over off of Loblolly Lane.
Okay.
And so the space is beautiful. You know, if people don't want to donate monetarily, they can come in, they can volunteer throughout the year. They can come and teach a couple of classes to the girls and boys there. I mean, there's so much that people can do just to help make a difference to get this place up and going again. We also have, I left out one thing for the fundraiser.
Okay.
We have hole sponsorship. So
okay.
if you don't play golf.
And what does that mean? Hole sponsorship.
The hole sponsorship, you know, you would pay $100
mm-hmm.
and you would receive signage at the different holes that, you know, the golfers would hit.
Oh, how cool is that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you would have signage, you would get advertising,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's a win-win situation for you.
Absolutely.
As well as the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, so give the number again. So if you can either play in the tournament, you can give a donation, or you can get a holes sponsorship where your company's logo will be at a certain hole
right.
for everybody that will come out to see that. So give people the information again,
okay.
and we'll try to keep remembering to announce it so that people can remember.
Okay, and the phone number for Ison Harris, who's the chief professional officer, is 318-528-8715. Or you can call his cell phone number at 662-582-2866.
One more time.
662-582-2866. And that's Ison Harris at the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. LaTanya, we want to thank you so much. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. And we just want to encourage every single person out there that can do something to be the change that you want to see in the next generation and making them better, making them feel wanted and loved and appreciated. We want to ask you to do something. LaTanya, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 749 Central, 849 Eastern. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence? And you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank. Customer-focused and service-driven. There for you when you're ready to take the next step. Delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rehydrated Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rehide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let him go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Hopefully you're on your way and you are slowing down, getting there safely. It's Tuesday, September the 24th, and this segment is sponsored by State Law Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, we remind you every single day, share today and shape tomorrow. Listen, if you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, and you're looking to make a difference in a young person's life, not only can you do that, but you get paid. It doesn't affect any of your money, and you get gas mileage as well. It doesn't get any better than that. You can share today and shape tomorrow by phoning 318-484-2260. Also, our friends at Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, HixonHasIt.com. That's www.HixonHasIt.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Our friends at McDonald's in Alexandria. Now, switching gears just a little bit, but really in the same vein, we want to introduce you to a couple of incredible men that are trying to be the change that they want to see and really are being the change that they want to see in our young people's lives. I want to start with our good friend and family member, Principal Dexter Compton. He is not only a principal, but he is a pastor, and he has been an educator for more than two decades. We welcome Dexter Compton to the show. Also, Terry Johnson. Let me tell you who he is if you've never heard of him. He is a multi-gifted leader, author, and a business consultant. He and his wife, Renee, are the founders of The Champions Within. And the book that we're talking about this morning, Terry's book, is called Rules of Engagement, Eight Principles to Leadership. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And so, Principal Dexter, I want to start with you. Dexter Compton is the principal of Bunkie Elementary School in Bunkie, and it was your vision to bring Terry in because you're seeing what in the community and at your school?
The students we serve have a great need that goes beyond their academic need. I often say the day is gone when we can expect students to come in a ready-to-learn mode just simply because of the society we live in today and the challenges that they are faced with. So we need a curriculum, in essence, to get them prepared for the academic curriculum, to get them in the mindset, to build their self-esteem, to let them know what their expectation will be and what their accountability will be as far as being young men and women who can be leaders and viable contributors to our society. Mm-hmm. And so in an effort to reach out to that need, we have to seek things that we don't get handed in a package, so to speak, through the state for a curriculum. And so in seeking out those kinds of avenues and in seeking to build reach the need of our students, I met Terry Johnson, and his program was exactly the tool to address that need.
Mm-hmm. And so, Reverend Compton, you've been on the front lines of taking care of kids, teaching kids, administering to kids for more than two decades. Let's talk about what you see as a principal, as a man of God, that needs to happen, not only just in our schools, but in our community to be the difference maker.
Our society in general, our children, need to know that they were created with a divine purpose, mm-hmm. and everybody has a gift, at least one, that's invested in them. And in order to fulfill that purpose and rise up to the calling of who they are designed to be, they have to learn who they are, mm-hmm. and how valuable that gift is, and that when it's used as it's designed and as it is intended to fulfill that purpose, then that value can be appreciated, and it makes a difference in our world and in our society.
And so let me ask you this, Reverend Compton. Do you find that it has become more challenging to sow into young people's lives? Has it become more challenging?
It certainly has. They have so many influences that much of the time are negative influences, just from media, from society in general, the condition of our world. The family structure has mm-hmm. greatly changed, and oftentimes it presents challenges that are unimaginable. Mm-hmm. Economy plays another part in the region that we live in. So they have a lot to overcome, and you can't just ignore that and think that we can continue business as usual and expect them to be successful.
Absolutely. And so, Terry, let me turn to you. The rules of engagement, 8 principles of leadership. And I know, you know, Reverend Compton, as you said, the family dynamic has changed, and it looks so different from what it did, even from when we were growing up. And so now how do we, Terry, begin to engage our young people in a way that is meaningful and life-changing?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. One of the things I found out is, again, in Reverend Compton was really talking about a lot of things that I based my principles on and what we teach. Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gifts make room for him and bring him before great men. We go in and empower the young people, really by my story, because I came up in a single-parent home. I was one of the kids that was expelled out of school. I flunked English in high school. And to go on and write and publish 3 books, it's my story. And I put that in a package so they can see the leadership example from a guy that's been there, as they say, done it and got the T-shirt, mm-hmm. but it's with power and it's also with love. It's not just beating the kids over the head and telling them why you don't do certain things. It's encouraging them and empowering them to know, you know, no one will believe in you until you believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And Terry, I think that's important. As we talk to Dr. Steve Perry, who's also an educator and traveling around the country, it is so interesting to me that men like Dr. Perry, men like yourself, were from single-parent family homes but have managed to overcome. First of all, I want to talk about our young men, our young boys, before we talk about the young girls, and how we help them to see an example that may not be there.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. When I first got started in the industry doing this, actually I was in the military, and a lady saw me coaching my son's football team. And I had never spoken in school. And she said, Terry, I want you to come speak at our school. I said, great. Now, just so happens, this lady happened to be a white teacher. I want to bring that out for the people to know that, you know, there's many folk out in this community that see us and know we can bring value. And oftentimes, I didn't even see that. I went and spoke at the school. And before I spoke, she said, Terry, let me tell you something. You're a strong black male. I'm bringing you to the school because these young folks need to see you. Now, please understand, Sister Christmas, I had never done it before. I had no idea even what to do, but I volunteered for 3 years, and while I was volunteering, I saw the impact that I had on the kids. As I was leaving the school one day, a little boy with a kindergarten class, he came up, and he grabbed my left kneecap, and he hugged me, said, Coach Johnson, I love you. Mm-hmm. Now, please get this picture. I'm 6 foot tall, 200 and about 40 pounds at that time, a U.S. Army Ranger in Green Beret. Mm-hmm. I'm hardcore to the bone. Mm-hmm. I'm all man.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a knot came up in my throat, and I almost started crying, but I couldn't let him see me cry, and I ran out the school, got in my car, and had to drive away and cry like I was a baby at a funeral. Now, I told my wife that night, Sister Christmas, I said, baby, I don't know what I'm going to do when I retire, but it's got to be something dealing with kids. Now, fast forward. This lady, the same lady who got me to volunteer, went to a prison. It was Morrison County Correctional Institute in North Carolina, all males. Mm-hmm. She said, Terry, come out and speak. When I walked in and started talking to these young men about not being a common man, how it's important to be powerful, they listened. And from that, I saw the power that, that God had given me to go in and empower these young people. Now, hopefully that kind of answers your question, but I think it has to be a firm love mm-hmm. and commitment and an example that they physically see and can touch. Mm-hmm. And it's not on a podium that they can't touch.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about what the eight principles of leadership are, or the rules of engagement.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad this particular book, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because the eight principles of leadership, I mean, just I'm going to give you a few of them.
Okay.
The first one is leaders empower. Leaders have to empower other people and show them that they can do the job. One of the things that we have to understand is we can't do it all as human beings. Now, what is empowerment? I have to lay down a foundation of standards, task, condition, and standards, tell people what's expected, and then what I have to do, like I learned in the military, is inspect what I expect.
Mm.
Once you tell them what's going on, you have to inspect what you expect. In other words, if I say, young men, have a belt on at class every morning, I can't just say that and not check the belts. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense.
So that's one of the principles. And I'm not going to go through them all. Another one is leaders train. Mm-hmm. You have to train people. There has to be a process. And one of the things I've learned is this, and there's another book out, Dr. Daniel Goldman has a book out called Working with Emotional Intelligence. And he says this, and I talk a little bit about it. Less than 19% of the students are ready for a job when they graduate high school. Why?
Wow.
Because they don't know how to walk in and just have the intelligence. A good example, if I'm working at, say, McDonald's, and I walk in that morning, and my uniform is their uniform and shirt tucked in, and I come in and say, well, you know what? We don't do that in my neighborhood. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not working with emotional intelligence.
Mm.
And emotional intelligence tells me how to operate in a group.
Wow.
And this is one of the key principles that we're missing. Another quick thing I talk about, you know, leaders build relationships. Well, how do we build relationships? One of the things I talk about in my seminars and talking about some of it in the book is how do we get people to say yes to us? How do we operate? This is the key factor in that, Ms. Christmas.
Wow. These are powerful principles, Terry. Let me do this. Let me get a break here, but when we come back, we want to explore this whole idea of how the thought process can help to change our kids and our community. Hey, everybody, stay on point. This is a powerful conversation. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites. Remember, you can get the best channels, HD, all the savings that you care to have, all by phoning 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number for more information on home, auto, and life insurance is 318-487-1881. Don't forget about Amerigroup Real Solutions. If you're looking for the best solutions in healthcare for you and your family, Amerigroup is where you can start. Our friends at J&J Exterminating, they are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, serving central Louisiana and surrounding areas, your home and your business. Free consultations are available. All you've got to do is phone 800-819-5323. It really doesn't matter where you are in the state. They can connect with you. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now back to our conversation. If you're just joining, we're joined by Principal and Pastor Dexter Compton. He is the principal of Bunkie Elementary School in Bunkie, Louisiana. Also, Terry Johnson. He is the author. He is the book that we're talking about, Rules of Engagement, The Eight Principles of Leadership. He is also a powerful speaker. And we're talking about how we, as leaders in our community, as teachers, as pastors, and just people, how we can make the difference. And during the break, Reverend Compton, I ask you about the challenges that you see on a daily basis. We're talking about rules of engagement, but I said, you know, a person can only teach what they know, and if they don't know anything, that they can't teach it. And so how do we impact our kids in that way?
We have to understand that we have to teach everything simply, and I go back to the society we live in at one time. Society was not as open as it is now. And technology, of course, has made a broad impact. So children are exposed to a lot of things a lot earlier, sometimes earlier than they should be. And sometimes it's the challenges that they face, they don't come, as you and I were talking, they don't come. You can tell them what a rule is,
right,
but they don't know how to follow a rule.
Exactly.
So we have to teach everything. And what gave me the revelation, I read some years ago that a plane, when it heads out, actually would be off course more than its on course.
Wow.
But there's someone constantly in the tower saying, adjust this way, adjust that way, adjust this way. If that didn't happen, if it got off course, even though they knew where the destination was and they were given the instructions and so forth, if they didn't have that constant guidance with someone just sitting in the tower and say, but I told them when they took off, you know, however they land or if they crashed, then so be it, because I told them at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the attitude we kind of take in dealing with children and people in general. But from a spiritual standpoint, even God doesn't operate with us like that.
Absolutely.
Because he gives us the Holy Spirit to constantly teach us, guide us, and redirect us. And so, you know, that opened it up for me with the children. We have to teach everything that we expect, not only what we expect, but how to meet the expectation.
Mm. And let me ask you this, Pastor Compton. I know that since you've taken over at Bunky Elementary, it has not been without its challenges. How do you stay positive to really leap those hurdles, those constant hurdles of expectations, not only from your community, but from school boards and all of the expectations that you have to meet as an administrator?
I keep in mind the scripture, and I'm from a scripture base, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So that's what keeps me focused every day. A lot of external factors that would discourage me, that would make me want to quit and give up. But when I keep that in mind, the rest of that doesn't matter. I have to stay on point, regardless of what anyone else does or says or what's presented to me.
Absolutely. And Terry, I turn to you because you said something very powerful during the break, and Reverend Compton, you just keyed in on it. Don't quit. It's our mantra, and it's one that we have to use with our kids especially. Talk about that.
Right. Well, I tell people all the time, it's okay to want to quit, but you can't quit. And I take this from my experience in the military. Yeah, I was a U.S. Army Green Beret. And I understand that about 3,000 or 4,000 guys a year maybe go through the training, but only about 1,500 graduate. Out of that 1,500, only about 25 are African Americans and become U.S. Army Green Berets.
Wow.
Special Forces guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand that going through the course, oftentimes I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets tough and your body starts to break down, yes, you want to quit. But this is where you have to absolutely put your goal in front of you. And there's a statement, a motivational statement I used by a guy named Og Mandino. He said, I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy.
Mm.
I want to say that again. If you're taking notes, people, you got to write this down. Og Mandino said, I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy.
And
when I say that, it's kind of like when you wash your car, you know, and you forgot to squeeze the rag out and you left it on the carport.
Uh-huh.
And you came back in 2 days later and the sun had sucked every ounce of moisture out of the towel. This is what we have to continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Christmas, you hit on it. As you and your husband go volunteering, you see so many things that need improvement. But this is what I challenge people on. If we quit, who is going to go into our communities and make a change and try to help? Who's going to do it if we don't do it?
And so let's talk about that, Terry, for a moment, because right before you guys came up, we had LaTanya Charles from the Boys and Girls Club, and people get tempted to quit when it gets hard. And I love it. I've written it down. I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. How do we keep people that see no way to change?
And I said this during the break. I'll say it again. Yesterday, DC and I were volunteering. People who know us know that we volunteer for the food bank, and we take senior boxes. We take them food, and we deliver those boxes. And it's never without fail. We come from Rapides Parish. We go down to into Avoyelles Parish, and we travel all the way through to Mansoura. And we always see people that appear to be able-bodied people standing on the streets during work hours that are not working. And they're the same people you see month after month. And then people in society get tired. And they say, you know, this is a hopeless generation. How do we keep ourselves as leaders and people that are trying to be the change, how do we keep ourselves up to try to help those people?
Well, what we have to realize is we know that people have to receive. And even Jesus Christ couldn't help the folk that didn't want his help.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing we have to understand is we are not Jesus Christ. We're Christians. We're serving. We love the Lord. We're doing our mission. So we can't put the weight of everything on our shoulder if they choose not to, because no one will believe in you until you believe in yourself, but you got to believe. And if you don't at least try, we can't help you. Mm-hmm. But I do want to give you a real life story of what happened to me in one of my programs when I first started in 2002. I had a young man that I thought, and he was a knucklehead. I'm going to call it what it is. He mm-hmm. was acting like a knucklehead. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. And I made a challenge to this young man. I said, son, I'm not speaking this into your life, but if you don't change, the only place you're going to be is dead or in jail in about 5 years. He was about ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told him, listen, man, I'm going to write my name and I'm on the back of this business card. And if you're not dead or in jail, December 7, 2007, call me. I'm going to send you $100. I said, I'll probably never do it because it doesn't look like you want to change. Lo and behold, sister, December the 7th, I'm sitting on my couch. My phone rings, and it's my wife. She answers the phone, and they ask for Coach Johnson. That's what kids call me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on the phone and said, Coach, you won't remember me. Told me his name and where he was. He said, Coach, I was the boy that was acting a fool. And you told me if I wasn't dead in jail to call you today.
Wow.
Coach, I got a family. I'm working. I'm doing good. And you saved my life. Now, please understand, Sister Christmas, at that time I had tears rolling down my face. And I said, son, I'm going to send you the money. He said, Coach, don't do it. I said, no, boy, I'm sending it to you. Now, I say this for the people that want to quit. See, you never know. We have mm-hmm. to plant the seed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to plant the seed. And we don't know when it's going to come up, but we have to continue to plant it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And see, this is another point that we bring up when we're talking about planting the seed. In Asia, there's a bamboo seed that actually takes 5 years of watering the seed. Every day you have to water this seed. Every day it has to be fertilized for 5 years. At the end of the 5 years, the seed pops up, the shoot pops up. It goes about 90 feet in about 6 weeks.
Wow.
Now, I always tell people, how long does it take to grow the giant bamboo? Does it take 5 years or 30 days? It takes 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different when we look at our students as we look at our own lives. If we don't get in the church and get that word in us
mm-hmm.
consistently, we'll flip upside down. So we can't stop because it doesn't seem like they're getting it. We got to continue.
Absolutely. And so we continue with this amazing seminar that's going to be happening in Bunkie this Friday. Reverend Compton, tell people how they can connect, not only in Bunkie, but from surrounding areas, and get a chance to really, really hear Terry Johnson bring this powerful message.
Terry has been with us for 7 weeks now, coming in to see our students on a weekly basis. And he's taught them some magnificent things. And so Friday is actually the graduation for this. They've learned the seed has been planted. Now we are anxiously expecting the harvest to come forth as we see them begin to apply these things. So Friday is actually not the end, it's the launch off to what has been planted. But the graduation ceremony is going to be at Hayes Auditorium at 9:30 Friday morning, and we are inviting the general public to come out as well as the parents of the students who have been in this program. And we had basically roughly around 150 kids or so in the program from 4th to 6th grade, students that were divided up into two groups, boys and girls, but they all be together for the ceremony on Friday to showcase some of the things that they've learned during the course of the 7 weeks.
Absolutely. And Terry, I just want to also add that your wife has also written an amazing book called A Game Called Life, and each one of the kids will get that book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. I'm so excited about the new project. My wife wrote this book in 2003. It took 10 years to bring this book to life.
Wow.
And it's a children's book. Now, we say children, it's actually 4th grade through 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's A Game Called Life. And it's a story of a kid going through one of my 7-week programs. And she writes it in the young man's own words, like a young 4th or 5th grade kid's going through the program. She wrote the book. My son, who's an illustrator and a football player at the University of Louisiana Lafayette, Terry Johnson Jr., number 72, a left guard.
All right, we'll be looking for him.
Thank you. He illustrated the book. He drew all the pictures in the book, and my grandson, Jalen's picture's on the cover. So 3 generations of my family put this book together, and I'm so happy about it, and we've been getting great reviews, and every student will receive a copy of this book on Friday, and it's our first lunch, and we're just blessed that Mr. Compton will have us to come over.
Absolutely. And before you guys have to go, Terry, I want you to just wrap up with what after the seed is planted, what do you hope to see? What do you hope will manifest?
Fantastic. Well, what we hope that will happen after we plant the seed is they grow up and become productive citizens. That's part of our mission statement. It's not that every kid's going to go out there and be a lawyer or a doctor. You don't have to be successful in this life. What you have to be is a productive member of society. And what does that mean? I'm not on welfare. Mm-hmm. I'm taking care of my family. I'm getting up, going to work every day, doing what I'm supposed to do to be a productive member of society. And when we do that, now we have a society that can stand alone on its own legs. I was teaching the young men yesterday that it's important to stand on your word and do what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you just do what you say, people start believing in you. And I want to say this as we get ready to close. The competitive edge means that I can walk upright. And this is what I was trying to say a little bit earlier. There are 3 things I teach the students that we all need to learn why people say yes to you. A UCLA study was done, and this is a UCLA study. It studied 10,000 people, and they wanted to know why people say yes. The number one reason people say yes is how you walk in the room. That's 55% of people will say yes to you based on your walk.
Wow.
The number two reason they say yes to you is your talk. 38% of the people will say yes to you based on your diction and how you communicate. Now, this will blow your mind. Only 7% is pertained to the content of what you're saying.
Wow.
In other words, if I'm coming in looking for a certain job and I walk right, talk right, I can get the job, even if I don't know the job.
Ooh. That makes me want to run, Terry. I want to get up out of my chair and run. That's all right. That's some powerful stuff. DC said he wants to get up and run, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you got to say that again, because that just makes your bones just do something.
Wow. Listen, and if people understand, this is not Terry Johnson. This is a UCLA study.
Uh-huh.
It studied 10,000 people, and they want to know, why do people say yes? That's the question.
Yeah.
Why do people say yes to you? Real simple. Now, they said this. 55% of the people will say yes to you based on how you walk in the room.
Wow.
55%.
Mm.
38% will say yes to you based on how you talk. Your diction, your flow, can you communicate well?
Mm-hmm.
Only 7% is based on the content of what you say.
Wow.
Let me give it to you real practical. If I was interviewing for a job with Mr. Compton, I would come in and he would start the interview and he would ask me my qualifications. And yes, I would say, yes, sir, I do have a bachelor's degree, which I do. But then he would say, Mr. Johnson, are you teacher certified?
No, sir, I'm not teacher certified. As a matter of fact, I want to get that done. But let me tell you what, Mr. Compton, if you give me an opportunity to come in, I'm going to show you how good I am. No one's going to outwork me. No one's going to outpassion me. I double dog dare you to give me an opportunity.
I love it.
So when I'm teaching job interview skills, I tell people, don't go in talking about, I don't have no job, I ain't got nothing, I got 10 kids, ooh, I need to work, ooh, I need some money. Nobody cares. Right. Who cares? People only care about what you bring to the table you're going for the interview. How are you going to help that company? So this is how I teach young people. Walk in upright, powerful, smile, and tell them how you're going to help them.
All right. Last words. Terry Johnson, what a powerful, powerful man of God. The book is called Rules of Engagement, The 8 Principles of Leadership. You can see him this Friday, 9:30. It's absolutely 100% free and open to the public at Hayes Auditorium. Gentlemen, thank you so much, Reverend Dexter Compton.
Thank you.
Terry Johnson, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You hear the music, you know I got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. We're on our way. Hope your week is off to a great start. It's 8:45 a.m. Central Standard, 9:45 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. Ask for her. Ask how you can get your free mammogram. It doesn't matter if you're uninsured or underinsured. She'll help you. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. They're in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is a great place to stop. Don't forget, they've got ribbons and decals for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and that's how you can get involved. Also, our great friends at Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, Sylvia's Caring Companions. For more information about the Pink Party, you can phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oils Parish, the number 318-346-6695. Well, as we've wrapped up our conversation with Reverend Dexter Compton, who's also the principal at Bunky Elementary School, he's brought in Terry Johnson. The book is called Rules of Engagement, The 8 Principles of Leadership. And we just want to let you know that if your school wants to connect with Terry Johnson, he can be reached at 662-607-0400, or you can go to his website at www.championswithin.com. And you know, as we were having our conversation, I said sometimes it's good to bring in something refreshing and something new. You know, we as parents, as teachers, as pastors, we can tell our kids certain things, but sometimes it just takes someone else coming in, seeing things with brand new eyes, using a different perspective to reach our kids. And you know, I think he was right on point when he said, you know, sometimes we want to quit because in the natural it seems hopeless. But the fact of the matter is, we can't quit and we won't quit. Hey, everybody, it's 8:47 and you're on point.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect, My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I hope your week is off to a great start. It's 8:53. We're winding down our time. But before we've got to go, I want to remind you about the Gina High School Boys and Girls Basketball Program. They're having a men's basketball tournament on the 28th of this month, which is this Saturday, at Gina High School. It's a $200 entry fee plus a barbecue plate lunch, and a team can have unlimited players. They do suggest that you have jerseys, and you need to call as quickly as possible, and you can phone the head coach, boys basketball coach, Alex Perkins at 318-880-1116, or you can call the head girls basketball coach, Christy Small, at 318-992-5195. You know, we all may not be able to do a whole lot, but if we all just find something to do, to get involved in our neighborhood, in our community, especially with our kids, I think that that's where change starts. And I know sometimes you get tired. We even get tired of telling our kids the same thing over and over and over. But you know what? I think what Pastor Compton said was apropos to this morning's conversation. God does not quit on us. So who are we to quit on each other, to quit on our kids? Not just our immediate kids, but the kids in our community. And we as parents, I think, have to be open to others that are trying to help our kids to be better. And sometimes the truth hurts. And something DC said on yesterday about helping boys to become men, it is hard for women to receive that. But if we prevent men from speaking into our young men's lives, our young boys' lives, we will have problems down the road. It's just food for thought. It's just a suggestion. People often want to help, but are apprehensive about helping because of the way help is received and perceived. And I hope that you'll just let that soak down into your psyche this morning, especially if you're a single parent. And I love what Rollin Warren said. He said, mothers can't be fathers. They weren't built that way. That's not what God intended. We have to seek out mentors. We have to seek out motivators to help our kids to get to the next level. But most importantly, we have to do something. We can't look externally. We can't look for others to always do and put out money. We have got to start doing it. And I'm going to tell you, it's just our motto. It's what the word says. When you sow sparingly, guess what? You're going to reap sparingly. But when you sow bountifully, you'll receive bountifully. And that's something I think as a community we have not taken a hold of. People are holding on to these dollars way too tightly. And we're wondering why we're always broke. Well, you're wondering why you're always broke. Because we are going to talk about giving. We are going to give. And you know what? We will never be broke a day in our lives. You know why? Because we believe in the principle. And if you don't, just keep holding on. Keep holding on to that dollar, trying to make it holler. That's all it's going to do is holler. You got to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. And I wrote down in my folder, and I love it, I'm going to strain my potential until it cries for mercy. And I hope you will too. Hey, everybody. It's always our great pleasure when you spend what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it. We do it simply because we love it. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to love yourself. And don't forget, change starts with you. And it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and most importantly, a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you for Wind Down Wednesday. Right back here, same place, same time. Have a great day, everybody.
On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.